I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. A hard-working documentary filmmaker turns his attention to sports. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Thursday night, LeBron James returned to Cleveland, where the Heat squeaked by the Cavaliers by about 30 points. LeBron was rattled by all those haters in the Cleveland seats, huh?
I semi-sympathize. I really do. But about the third quarter the other night, I went from saying, hey, the Cavs win this game, it'll be a great story, to LeBron, get 90 and win by 150. I am so tired of hearing people in Cleveland complain. If you want a friend, get a dog. If you want loyalty, get a really old dog, okay? The city of Seattle lost its entire NBA team, and it lost it because it was owned by a guy who took a quick buck from a city full of feed salesmen. And we didn't get 8 solid months of national moaning about the poor people in Seattle. Your Fifi's got hurt. I'm sorry. You know what? Get over it.
At the beginning of the NBA season, a lot of smart people, allegedly smart people, projected that the Lakers might win 70 games this time around. That's not looking very likely. Which is worse, the Lakers' recent play or the Grinch shoes that Kobe Bryant will apparently be wearing on Christmas Day when they play the Heat?
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at a picture of these shoes, and it looks like somebody took a photograph and just drew on it with green Sharpie.
You may be revealing a radio secret.
Oh, so this is something Karen Given did.
The New Jersey.
Are they actually green?
They okay. Are. They're Grinch-like.
All right. People shouldn't wear green shoes. Can we move on now?
The New Jersey Nets announced.
Kill me in better on this stuff, will
you? The New Jersey Nets announced on Thursday that their team website is now available in Russian. Pochemi. That means why in
da.
Russian.
Спасибо. Da. Huh. Why? Because somewhere in there, I guarantee you, there's a bookie service. I am loving this new owner of the Nets. I really am.
In the only NHL news worth reporting this week, Charlie, Mark Savard played for the Bruins on Thursday night after missing the first 23 games of the season due to post-concussion syndrome. Good to see him back on the ice.
It was good to see him back, and the Bruins responded by scoring 8 goals. So, at least they felt good about having him back.
The NFL announced this week that fans holding tickets to games that are not played due to a 2011-2012 work stoppage would receive refunds. Is this a grand and generous gesture, or did the lawyers working for the owners just fail to come up with a legal loophole that would have allowed them to keep everybody's money with no games?
I think a lot of both of them are true, but I think the other thing this indicates is they're going to get around very quickly to hiring scabs again.
Steelers linebacker James Harrison was fined $25,000 on Tuesday for a hit he put on Bills quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Actually, have we reached the point where James Harrison getting fined for hitting somebody isn't news anymore?
This is his fourth fine this year for a total of $125,000. If the league thinks he's this bad, isn't it time for him to lose a couple of games?
Fans there, by the way, are taking up a collection for him because, my goodness, I don't know how else he's ever going to come up with a 25 grand.
Because Americans are idiots, Bill. Let's skip down. I have a book I can recommend, by the way, on that subject.
Auburn quarterback Cam Newton, whose father apparently tried to shop him to Mississippi State, was ruled ineligible and then eligible, almost before we could spell ineligible. What happens next week?
I don't know, but I'm sure Reverend Grabitall and his various business partners have probably already have the Heisman Trophy up on eBay. The kid hasn't even won it yet. This is the NCAA being utterly absurd. They need this guy. They want Auburn in the national championship game. This kid's on his way to the Heisman Trophy. The fact that he was for sale for the better part of 2 years doesn't count anymore.
Ohio State University President E. Gordon G. said this week, and I'm quoting, "I have no business talking about college football." By my count, that made him about the 300 millionth person to reach that perfectly correct conclusion. But what caused the scales to drop from his eyes?
Well, apparently he took a lot of heat for saying that the teams in the BCS championship game should generally all come in perpetuity from large conferences like the one his school plays in. And people got very offended by this whole thing, and people don't like the BCS anyway. And I agree, by the way, he should never be talking about college football ever again.
I have great sympathy for President Xi because I have no business talking about college football, and yet I do it every once in a while.
That's only because I'm sitting here making you.
Given the fact that the U.S. bid to host the World Cup failed and that the games went to Qatar, is it fair to say that Morgan Freeman, a.k.a. Nelson Mandela's clout, has been seriously overestimated?
How about Bill Clinton was also on with the bid committee?
Hey,
listen, Bill, I bow to you on all things soccer. You know that. But there is one thing I am an expert on, and that's playing soccer in Qatar. because I was actually there in 1993 for the Asian Zone qualifying. Phil Bondi of the New York Daily News and I were the only two American reporters there watching. I can tell you, first of all, don't rent a car. You won't need one. Second, everything you know, you've heard about the Heat is an understatement. And third, you can get a drink if you really want to. When you check into your hotel, they ask you if you want a library card. Say yes.
Former third baseman and Cubs announcer Ron Santo died this week, Charlie. In recent years, he had fallen just short of being elected to the Hall of Fame by the Veterans Committee. You care to make a case for his inclusion at this point?
I mean, I think outside of Mike Schmidt, he was the best third baseman of his time, all-around third baseman, and I include Brooks Robinson.
That should be enough.
Well, for me, but not for the Hall of Fame voters. Although this, I would almost guarantee you, will be one of those deals where everybody feels so bad they vote him in now.
There is evidence this week that trying to sign Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera to the New York Yankees is not a full-time job. Would you care to tell us what Yankees GM Brian Cashman will be doing tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, he'll be going nuts, Bill. He's going to rappel down the side of a 350-foot building in Connecticut as part of Stanford's Heights and Lights event as, and I'm not making this up, this is his official title for the event, a celebrity guest elf.
Yeah.
What can possibly go wrong?
Oh, what a question.
Although if I were Mr. Cashman, I would check my rigging and look around the roof for any signs of a member of the Steinbrenner family.
And finally, Charlie, in the wake of last weekend's big football game between Alabama and Auburn, the University of Alabama fired the guy who was in charge of picking songs to play over the PA system during that game. What did the guy do, play some X-rated stuff or something?
Well, we spoke about Cam Newton and his father, Reverend Gimme Mine, earlier in the show. This guy decided he would have a little fun, and he played the Steve Miller Band's Take the Money and Run and Dusty Springfield's Son of a Preacher Man. Now, let's all be fair about this. If this kid went to Duke, he'd have a full scholarship by the next day.
He'd probably have a degree in his mailbox.
I don't know when Alabama got so fussy.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, the book about which he was speaking a few minutes ago. And he joins me each week at this time on Only the Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
And I am the permanent celebrity guest elf.